140. The Loss of Scruffy. When Carl left his dog Scruffy alone with his brother Greg for a moment in the park, Scruffy took off. Carl was so angry. He knew that he should never have left something up to Greg. Now Carl had to find Scruffy, and he would leave no stone unturned. Scruffy didn't leave behind an easy trail. Once he was out of the park and in the city, it was as if no one ever saw him again. The efforts of the Animal Control Center left much to be desired, however, so Carl left for the streets on his own. Greg knew that he had to help, even though Carl left him out of his plan to find Scruffy. But Greg couldn't let it be. He started looking as well. They both looked everywhere. When they bumped into each other the next day in front of the lecture hall, Carl yelled at Greg again for helping. "Just leave well enough alone, okay? I'll find him myself. Scruffy would probably hide from you anyhow." But it was Greg who finally found Scruffy. He was left on the doorstep of a Catholic church. Someone had obviously been beating on Scruffy, and he was left for dead. All that was left over of Scruffy's former nice fur was a bare patch on his back. It was sad. "Leave him alone," Carl cried when he finally saw Scruffy. "Were there any witnesses when you got here?" he asked. "No one," Greg said, "but I'll leave some contact information around, in case anyone wants to call." But no one ever did. Scruffy died the next day.